Big If True Podcast, Episode 3, Earth, Energy, and the Perpetual Ecosystem. Welcome back to Big If True, the podcast where big ideas meet their moment. Today, we're focusing on a topic that sits at the crossroads of natural wonder and human responsibility, the Earth as a perpetual ecosystem. We'll explore how our planet's energy system is intricately tied to the universe's perpetual motion and why our current energy practices are pushing this balance toward the brink. We'll also examine two potential solutions to this existential threat: a natural approach that reduces energy imbalance and an artificial approach involving the creation of a perpetual motion machine. Let's dive in. Segment 1, Earth as a Perpetual Ecosystem. To understand why Earth's ecosystem is naturally perpetual, we must first revisit the principles of the universe. In our last episode, we explored the first law of thermodynamics: energy cannot be created or destroyed, only rearranged. This universal principle forms the foundation of perpetual motion on a grand scale. Earth itself is part of this infinite cycle. The heat energy Earth radiates into space is balanced by the heat energy it absorbs from external sources, like the sun. This energy equilibrium, known as enthalpy neutrality, means that, in a purely physical sense, Earth's system is stable and perpetual. But here's the catch: the ecosystem we know and depend on, with its rich diversity of life, clean air, and habitable climate, is not guaranteed to perpetuate in its current form. Why? Because the actions of humanity are disrupting the balance. Segment 2, the existential threat. Let's talk about the problem. Right now, humanity is producing too much internal heat within Earth's energy ecosystem. From the burning of fossil fuels to industrial processes, the energy released as heat is tipping the scales, making our environment increasingly inhospitable. This is not just a theoretical concern. Rising global temperatures, melting ice caps, extreme weather events, these are all signs that Earth's finely tuned energy balance is being pushed out of equilibrium. If this continues unchecked, the ecosystems that support life as we know it will collapse. The Earth will remain a stable, perpetual system, but it may no longer support human existence. The question, then, is clear: how do we restore balance? Segment 3, two potential solutions. There are two paths forward. Each requires us to rethink how we interact with energy on Earth. Solution 1, the natural approach, the first solution is straightforward in principle: do less work. By reducing energy consumption, minimizing waste, and shifting to renewable resources, we can decrease the internal heat we generate and bring the system back into equilibrium. This approach aligns with Earth's natural cycles and respects the principles of thermodynamics. The natural approach is simple in theory, but monumental in practice. We must drastically reduce industrial activity. Not just half measures like switching to wind or solar power, these still perpetuate the growth of industry, which is critically harmful. The construction, maintenance, and energy demands of even so-called clean energy sources continue to release heat and disrupt Earth's energy balance. In the end, these measures act as band-aids, not cures. To truly stabilize our ecosystem, we need to move toward absolute reductions in industrial work. This means rethinking how we live, produce, and consume. It means transitioning from a growth-driven economy to one focused on sustainability and minimal impact. While this may seem radical, it's necessary. The less energy we release internally, the more likely we are to restore equilibrium with external forces like the sun, allowing Earth to remain hospitable for life. This isn't about returning to the Stone Age, it's about intentional simplicity and a collective shift toward living within our means, guided by the natural cycles of the planet. This solution calls for collective effort and restraint. It asks humanity to live within the planet's natural limits. Solution 2, the artificial approach, the second solution is more ambitious: creating a perpetual motion machine. While the concept may sound like science fiction, it's rooted in the same principles we've been discussing. The universe itself operates as a vast perpetual motion system, so why not mimic it on a smaller scale? To achieve this, we'd need to rethink traditional approaches to energy. Most engines treat heat as a waste product. But heat, along with light and electricity, is one of the three primary forms of energy, and all three can be converted into each other. By designing a small-scale enclosed system that efficiently cycles heat, light, and electricity, perpetual motion may be theoretically achievable. This isn't just a wild dream, it's a potential revolution in energy technology. Segment 4, Energy Balance and the Future. Both solutions share a common goal, restoring balance to Earth's energy ecosystem. The natural approach asks us to consume less and harmonize with the planet's existing systems. The artificial approach challenges us to innovate, using the universe's principles as a guide to create new forms of energy systems. But here's the critical takeaway: we cannot afford to ignore this issue. Restoring balance isn't just about preserving life on Earth, it's about preparing humanity for the future. If we fail to grasp these principles now, we won't have the knowledge or capability to thrive as a star-faring civilization. Our survival and our potential depend on understanding and respecting the perpetual nature of energy. Closing segment, a call to action. Here's the bottom line: humanity must balance its energy use to continue surviving on Earth. The natural solution, reducing industrial activity, is the most immediate and necessary step. It's a call to action to live more simply, sustainably, and harmoniously with the planet's natural cycles. The artificial solution, developing perpetual motion technology, is a longer-term vision. It reflects humanity's capacity for innovation and our potential to align with the universe's perpetual systems. But make no mistake, we must act now to stabilize our energy ecosystem. Without balance, Earth's surface will become inhospitable, and life as we know it will cease to exist. This isn't just about saving the planet, it's about understanding the principles of the universe and our place within it. If we fail to learn these lessons here and now, we will not be prepared to thrive as a star-faring civilization. This is our moment to shape the future, not just for ourselves, but for generations to come. Earth is a perpetual system, and we have the power to ensure it remains a home for life as we know it. This is not just a challenge, it's an opportunity to evolve, to grow, and to align ourselves with the perpetual rhythms of the universe. And that is big if true. Thank you for joining me on this journey. If today's episode resonated with you, share it with someone who's ready to be part of the solution. And remember, balance is the key to survival. Until next time, stay curious.